pay systems and leave and all that sort of thing, and how the rules were done. And frankly, it was a learning experience for many of our supervisors who really hadn't taken that responsibility seriously.
Thank you. Follow up at all? Well, thanks, Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Director Mauser. In regards to some of the adjustments of the 20 positions, I'm assuming those were layoffs or something of the sort, to yield the $1.25 million savings. Is that correct,
Mr. Russell?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, we identified areas where we believe we were a little heavy in some areas. Could have been dietary, could have been housekeeping, could have been nursing. And we have enough turnover that we really were able to accomplish that either through, existing vacancies or through turnover.
Thank you. Representative Wardlow.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Musser, I got a question. Let me tell you an example first. In Vietnam, there's a group of people called the Montagnards. And when the Montagnards, they fought with us side by side. They were very tenacious, very effective. If the Montagnards were on your flank, you didn't worry about that flank. They'd die in place if need be. If one of them fled to America from Vietnam, would they qualify for any veterans' benefits at all, nursing home or otherwise?
Mr. Musser.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, off the top of my head, I would probably say no. Unless their period of service was deemed to be active duty in the U.S. military.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Professor. I believe Representative Lilly did have a follow-up, and then we have just a couple minutes, Mr. Mauser. So Representative Lilly, quickly, and then we'll move on and finish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Mr. Mauser. It just seemed like, when you divided out 20 positions for $1.25 million, it's about $60,000 a year for housekeeping, and sounds like a pretty nice job, but I'm sure there was other savings, too, that aren't revealed through that quick division. But so I was just curious about that. But it sounds like your staffing is, your per veteran ratios are, we still have good, solid staffing numbers. I mean, I guess that would be my concern that we're in good shape that way. Thank you for the call.
Yep, no problem. Ms. Rushford.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, using some average costs with those numbers, we also included benefit costs, which, up the numbers about 30%. And so if you look at the average state salary, we're talking about maybe a registered nurse and, versus a housekeeper. And so we're looking at averages.
Thank you. And with that, a couple minutes, and if the members want questions after committee, I'm sure we'll be able to ask them. Please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, we'll get through this pretty quickly. Again, we've got a pretty active website. I would suggest if you have an interest, take a look. One of the things we do have on our website is our bed availability and our waiting list. And we did have a question on waiting lists. This is as of 1/11/05, and you can see we do have a waiting list for services at our veterans homes. Fergus Falls, we had 61 on the waiting list. At Laverne, 41. At Minneapolis, for skilled care, 424. We do have significant demand at a number of our facilities around the state for both skilled and special care at our Alzheimer's units. Our board has six planning goals. One, to take care of what we have. Two, to create special care units for the treatment of Alzheimer's and dementia. Three is to develop services that really help us meet that demand. Four, bringing all of our facilities up to today's long-term care construction and environmental standards. Five, to take advantage of federal funding with our construction projects. And six, to develop a statewide plan for the development of services for veterans in the future. currently our bonding requests include what's listed on this slide. We have about $11 million in asset preservation requests, and that represents all of the deferred maintenance at all of our facilities around the state. At Minneapolis, we're proposing to implement adult daycare. At Silver Bay, we're trying to correct some of the old deficiencies of trying to convert a school to a nursing home. At Laverne, we're adding a activity space for their Alzheimer's unit. At Minneapolis, we've got a 30-year-old kitchen that needs renovating and updating of a dining room. And at Fergus Falls, we're proposing a 21-bed special care unit for the treatment of Alzheimer's and dementia residents. And as we look at developing all of these services, we're trying to develop a full continuum of care, a full continuum of services to veterans in this state. And we're working with a variety of providers between the federal government, some nonprofits, and ourselves. And we're looking for good ways of not duplicating services, but trying to make sure we complement services while still providing a full continuum of care. And so, and without belaboring this slide a little bit, we are looking at developing some new services as we go forward. And again, these really divided in a couple different phases. One, we're looking at more alternatives to inpatient care that you typically find in the skilled unit, adult daycare, assisted living, housing with supportive services. We have a proposal that we're working on for a homeless veteran triage unit, and then developing special care units for the treatment of Alzheimer's, which is our number one diagnosis. We also have been working on quality of care issues. Our Department of Health and VA surveys have been very, very good. We continuously monitor our quality indicators and compare them against our peer groups. We have a high level of patient satisfaction, or on the other hand, we have very few complaints. We are developing an expertise in the care of Alzheimer's patients, which, again, is our number one diagnosis. And we are participating with the federal government on the development of patient safety standards, sentinel event reporting, and staffing standards. And really, finally, we have some accomplishments, and I won't go through all of these. We have completed a rules revision process, which was pretty arduous, but we finished that April of 2004. We have a number of construction projects that we're finishing up, and again, we're doing a lot of work with computer systems. We've just implemented a new clinical software package at all of our facilities and are working on a paperless patient record. And you can see the other things that we are doing. The one interesting thing is that when we started our new clinical software program, we looked at whether or not we ought to bring this in-house or look for an outside provider. And so we just looked at the cost, and we decided to go with an application service provider. We bought the software, but we're using an outside service to run all of our software. When we looked at the cost of buying new computers and staff that might be necessary for that, we also then got some bids from an outside provider and found out that, at least on the surface, it was cheaper. And so we decided to give this a try. And I think we're the first state agency to use an ASP. So far it's reduced our operating costs for this particular program. And it really goes without saying that we really wouldn't be what we are if it weren't for the veterans organizations that provide us a fair amount of support here. We get many, many hours of volunteer time, which really improves the quality of life for the residents, for the veterans in the state that we serve. The organizations also provide us with cash and other donations that likewise contribute greatly to the service that we provide and improve the lives of the veterans in our homes. With that, Madam Chair, I'm finished.
Thank you very much, Director Musser. Appreciate it. Members, I just have a quick announcement before we finish up here. Why don't you go ahead and grab your map if you want to bring it with you. We're going to be meeting here tomorrow at 10:15 and walking over to the Centennial Building. So it's all within tunnels, so you don't need to worry about coats or anything. But we will not have any kind of regular meeting tomorrow. We will be back here on Thursday during our meeting time, and we have our first three bills up. So with that, members, meeting adjourned.